This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, you know what's a damn headache?
Uh-oh, what now?
Being so completely ridiculously in love, you want a wedding that just screams us, right?
Yeah, absolutely, the dream.
But instead, you're drowning. Just drowning in this ocean of generic Pinterest shit.
Oh, God. Tell me about it. Been there. Seen that.
Well, screw that noise. Seriously. Today, we're going to zero in on Spruce Mountain Events. It's in Colorado.
Okay, Spruce Mountain. Got it.
And they're not shy, okay? They call themselves Colorado's boldest mountain ranch wedding venue. Bold.
Boldest. Damn. That's a statement. Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's see if they've got the guts to back it up.
Exactly. Because anyone neck deep in wedding planning knows it's insane. The options. Endless.
It really is. It feels like you're hunting for, like, a specific unicorn.
Yeah.
Wearing Gucci in a haystack.
Totally. So our mission today, our deep dive, is basically cutting through all the marketing bullshit.
Right. Let's figure out if Spruce Mountain actually offers something, you know, real for couples who are just done with the same old crap.
For the couples who want something badass and modern, yeah.
Exactly. Unapologetically them.
Amen to that. So we get our hands on some stuff straight from them, their website, basically.
Oh, good. Primary sources.
Yeah, like their main page, the wedding rates and venues section, the important bits.
Okay.
And even this blog post where they're all pumped up about being an engaged AF venue and vendor.
Ooh, engaged AF. Okay, they're speaking our language then. We're trying to.
Right. So yeah, let's get down to brass tacks here.
Let's do it. So the mission. We're dissecting Spruce Mountain Ranch. We got to figure out what makes it tick.
Yep. Do they actually deliver on that whole wild mountain spirit with luxury, rustic elegance thing?
And, like, is it really a contender for couples who want that bold, modern, maybe a little bit wild vibe? Does it live up to boldest?
That's the million-dollar question. All right, let's dig in. Spruce Mountain, location first, yeah.
Always. Where is this magical place?
I get this. 450 acres in Colorado.
450. Damn. Okay, that's sizable.
Right. But here's the kicker. It's only, like, 30 minutes from Denver and 30 minutes from Colorado Springs.
Wait, seriously? Both?
Yep. Super convenient.
Okay, that's huge. Like, you get the epic mountain views without making your city friends need, like, a damn helicopter to get there.
Exactly. No survival kits required. Accessibility is key.
It really is. It means you get that mountain estate vibe, but, you know, without totally stranding everyone.
Plus, they're pushing this bold and modern ranch thing. It doesn't sound like your standard, you know, barn and burlap setup.
Yeah, that phrase definitely suggests something more. And they've split it into two areas, upper ranch and lower ranch.
Uh-huh. Two distinct zones, each with its own feel, apparently.
Interesting. So not a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. That's smart.
Totally. Not cookie cutter. Okay, so let's wander over to the upper ranch first.
Upper ranch, got it. What's the vibe there?
Their thing is big sky elegance and modern rustic luxury.
Ooh, fancy. Sounds like they're going big.
Yeah, they mentioned it's geared towards, like, larger, more lavish weddings, the kind that make you go, holy crap.
Lavish scale, okay.
Yeah.
And the venues themselves, what have they got?
Well, there's the Ponderosa Room. Thing holds up to 450 seated guests.
450 seated, geez, that's a lot of people.
Right, practically a small village. But it's not just big. They talk about soaring wood ceilings, a built-in stage.
Oh, shit. Stage.
And a double-sided stone fireplace.
Yeah. That's
some serious atmosphere.
Definitely. Finding a place that feels grand, not just like cavernous when it's that big. That's tough.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Ponderosa Room might pull it off.
Then there's the Spruce Room. This one sounds kind of rad. Floor to ceiling glass garage doors.
Garage doors. Interesting. Like industrial chic meets mountain.
Kinda. And a huge indoor-outdoor fireplace. They call it rustic glam. I kind of dig it.
Rustic glam. Okay. Capacity.
175 seated, but like 500 for cocktails. So pretty flexible.
That flexibility is key. You can use it differently depending on the event. Yeah.
Exactly. And then the Aspen Room, smaller, seats about 150.
Okay. More intimate.
But still got that modern edge. Polished concrete floors, massive glass door. They say it's good for ceremonies or like a cocktail lounge.
Nice. So you can mix and match spaces for different parts of the day. Versatile.
And you got to have the outdoors. Right. It's Colorado.
Absolutely. Got to take advantage of those views.
So the Ponderosa Courtyard, fire features, string lights. Sounds dreamy.
Yeah, that indoor-outdoor flow everyone wants. Perfect for mingling under the stars.
And Lake View Terrace. Stone gazebo overlooking a lake. Come on.
Okay, yeah, that's straight up fairy tale stuff. Ceremony gold.
Batres Vista. This sounds like where they really crank up the bowl.
Oh, yeah, what's Tres Vista?
Massive open meadow, panoramic views, seats 500.
500 outside. Wow.
They call it postcard worthy, and I freaking believe it. That's a ceremony with serious impact.
Definitely leans into the whole mountain scenery thing, like fully embracing it.
So summing up the Upper Ranch, it feels like if you want luxury, rustic, big scale, killer views, indoor-outdoor options,
Yeah.
this is probably your jam.
Yeah, it really seems geared towards couples wanting that epic mountain backdrop, but with like all the modern comforts and a really polished, elegant feel.
Right. Okay, so let's mosey on down to the Lower Ranch now.
Lower Ranch, what's the story there? They bill it differently, right?
Yeah, the vibe is intimate rustic charm and unforgettable character.
Ooh, unforgettable character. I like that. Sounds less grand, maybe. More soulful.
Exactly. They say it's better for family-focused weddings with serious soul. Kind of hints at something more grounded, maybe,
Yeah,
cozy.
like it has some history or something. Let's
Right.
see, what are the spots there?
Albert's Lodge seems like the main hub. Vaulted ceilings, huge stone fireplace again,
Love a good fireplace.
barn doors opening to the courtyard, built-in bar, and get this, a lounge with a pool table.
A pool table. Okay, that's a fun touch. Casual but cool.
Totally. Plus practical stuff like a full pantry for caterers, which is a huge plus for them, and a private VIP room. Fancy.
It's those little details, right?
Ah.
Shows they're thinking about the whole experience for everyone involved.
Then there's the courtyard connected to the lodge, open air, market lights. Pergola for ceremonies.
Sounds lovely. Classic outdoor reception space.
And they mention a bride arriving by horse-drawn carriage. How's that for unforgettable?
Whoa. Okay, yeah. That's some serious movie moment potential right there. Very extra, but kind of awesome.
Then Grace's Chapel. Totally different feel. Garden ceremony spot.
Wedding. Okay.
Yeah, like century-old willow tree, wildflowers, creek nearby. Sounds really natural and pretty.
Almost whimsical. They compare it to a southern plantation.
Yeah, elegant vintage southern plantation. Gives you a sense of that unique, maybe more romantic style.
Definitely a contrast to the other spaces. More traditional, maybe.
Possibly. Then you've got the Colorado Room and Ames patio. Indoor-outdoor fireplaces here, too.
Nice. Love the indoor-outdoor thing.
Stream-fed dew pond. And a porch swing.
A porch swing. Seriously, stop. That's adorable.
I know, right? Makes it feel kind of homey. Seems perfect for a smaller reception or just like a chill lounge area.
Definitely cozy vibes. And the last one, Mountainside Meadow.
On the Lower Ranch, too. Sweeping views again, wild grasses, total privacy.
Sounds ideal for photos, especially that Goldie Hour light everyone wants.
Or maybe a really small, intimate ceremony out there. So many options just within the Lower Ranch.
It really seems like the Lower Ranch focuses on that authentic, elegant ranch feel, you know? But still keeping it modern and comfortable.
Yeah, intimate energy, lots of character. Seems perfect if that's more your speed.
Absolutely. So, two very distinct personalities between the upper and lower ranches. Smart move, but like, what ties it all together? What are the perks you get no matter which one you choose?
Good question. Okay, they seem big on making things less stressful. You get 11 hours of venue access
11 hours? That's a good chunk of time.
and exclusive use of whichever ranch you book. No randos wandering through your party.
Essential. Absolutely essential.
Plus bridal suites and lounges at both. They mentioned Ruby's Cottage specifically. Sounds cute.
Having dedicated getting ready spaces is crucial. Less chaos.
And check this. Setup, cleanup, tables, chairs, and all-season climate control are included.
Whoa, setup and cleanup. That's huge.
Yeah.
Takes a massive weight off. Climate control too vital in Colorado.
Totally. Plus on-site staff, property manager, basically people to make sure shit runs smoothly.
Yeah, you need that day of support. And obviously the scenic backdrops for epic photos, that's kind of a given there,
Very
isn't
much.
it?
Your photographer will probably weep with joy.
They also mentioned vendor flexibility, preferred catering list, but sounds like you can bring others, and an expert planner involved.
Yeah, it seems like they offer guidance, which is good, but don't totally lock you in. It's a nice balanced support without being like controlling.
That's the sweet spot.
Yeah.
And a military discount. That's actually really cool.
Seriously, good on them for that. They also have like actual planning tools,
Yeah.
a planning guide, and even a mobile app.
An app. Okay, they're embracing the tech. That shows they're thinking about the whole process, right? From booking to the big day.
Yeah, helps you keep all your crap organized, which, let's be honest, is a lifesaver.
No kidding. So it sounds like they're really trying to position themselves as more than just, a pretty venue. It's the whole package.
An elevated wedding experience, as they put it, from the views to the nitty-gritty logistics.
Seems like they've got a lot covered.
Okay, so if someone's listening and thinking, damn, this mountain ranch thing sounds kind of awesome, how do they check it out?
Good news is they do tours, both in person if you're local or want to make the trip,
Road trip.
or virtual tours so you can scope it out from your couch in your PJs. Very 21st century.
Perfect. And contacting them. Easy.
Seems like it. Email is info@sprucemountainevents.com, pretty standard.
Got it.
And a phone number, 719-484-0800, if you actually want to like talk to a human.
Imagine that. Always good when they make it easy to connect, right? No hoops to jump through.
Definitely. Oh, and they even have a privacy policy on the site.
Oh, yeah. Stuff everyone ignores.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah.
Says they only collect info you give them, won't sell it, usual stuff. Plus, security for online payments.
Good to know. Boring, but important.
Crucial when money's involved. Okay, the big one. What's the damage? How much does this mountain magic cost?
Right, the price tag. So it varies. Depends on the season, day of the week, the usual suspects.
Makes sense. Peak season Saturday is probably top dollar.
Exactly. Peak season is May through October. Saturdays or prime days start at $10,500.
10-5. Okay, that's an investment, but kind of expected for a place like this, yeah.
For sure. But if you're flexible, like Fridays, Sundays, Thursdays, or even midweek,
Or off season.
yeah, or off season, like November to April, the price drops. Considerably kinder to the wallet.
Good to have options. What about smaller stuff? Elopements.
They have ceremony-only options too. Those start way lower, like $1,900.
Yeah.
So that could work for, tiny weddings or just the vows part.
Okay, so there's a range. It's not just for the six-figure budget crowd.
Definitely seems scalable. All right, let's try and wrap this up. Bring it home.
Let's do it. Recap time.
So, Spruce Mountain Ranch. Two distinct vibes. Upper ranch for the big, luxe, elegant thing.
And the lower ranch for that more intimate, rustic, character-filled feel.
Both with amazing Colorado mountain scenery, obviously.
Yeah.
And super conveniently located near Denver and Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Huge plus.
Massive. Plus, they seem to bundle in a lot of the essentials, setup, cleanup, tables, chairs. That 11-hour access takes some stress off.
For sure. It
Yeah.
really feels like they're targeting couples who want that iconic mountain wedding look, but like with a modern approach. Convenient, comprehensive.
And definitely leaning into that engaged AF idea, right?
Yeah.
Connecting with couples who want something authentic, something that's really them, not just checking boxes.
Totally. So look, if a bold mountain ranch wedding in Colorado sounds like it might be your freaking jam.
You gotta check them out.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Head to their website. It's sprucemountainevents.com. Easy enough.
Yep, sprucemountainevents.com. Go look at the pictures at least.
Do it. Book a tour, virtual or real. Go see if those views grab you, if the vibe feels right.
Absolutely. And maybe, just maybe, we'll leave you in a little something to chew on.
Ooh, a final thought. Lay it on us.
What does it actually mean for your wedding to be like 100% you?
Deep.
Right. And could a place like Spruce Mountain, with its two vibes, its bold attitude, could that be the blank canvas you need for your own, like, totally authentic, no bullshit celebration?
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Could it? Go find out.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The
it.
Engaged as Fuck Podcast.